Just like on Channel 9, we've changed things around a bit, and here we find 4x3 with Bobby Fletcher this morning.
Good morning, Peter Barr. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, it's finally over.
Yes, it's been a long, long time.
100 days of consistent ratings for Channel 10 with Big Brother, and it came to a climax last night with the Logan twins, Logan, Greg and David.
Yeah, do they have to share the money?
They have to, well, it's really up to them, you know, as to what they want to do with the money, whether they want to share it or whether they, you know, whether one of them is just going to be greedy and keep it all.
Which would
be
great.
But I have a feeling that they probably will share it because they both went through the experience together.
Yeah, they went through the journey together and bonded and become great friends now.
That's right. So I have a feeling that they probably will. I mean, they were joking last night in with the paparazzi afterwards doing the rock off, the rock, paper, scissors game to see who gets the money. But I have a feeling that it will actually be shared amongst them.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of rumours.
Oh, yes.
Surrounding it that David actually has took out quite a substantial loan to pay for votes. And a lot of people are saying that having one twin outside the house and another twin inside actually gave them an unfair advantage because, of course, with one twin outside, he was able to go around the nightclub circuit and the media and so on and push for his brother Greg to be voted the winner. Yes, apparently the family took out a loan, thinking, well, you know, if we spend quite a bit of money. And they're talking in the vicinity of about 100 grand here.
Jeez!
Then we'll win the series and we'll get $836,000 back.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be able to pay the loan back without sort of having to incur much interest. But
wow.
That's only a rumour, of course.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens there.
It's a big gamble.
Of course, the eviction last night was marred by a couple of people jumping up onto the stage just as Greta was about to announce the winner from a band called Kill TV. Apparently they managed to get back off the stage before security got them. In actual fact, security ended up tripping a power lead for the big screen that is behind. If anybody's taped it and go back and watch it, you'll notice that the screen's actually black behind Gretel from the announcement onwards. So,
what was Kill TV's point? What were they trying to say?
They were just trying to get their 5 seconds of fame on a national television show that probably would have gotten, you know, over the 1.5 million mark
as
far as viewers. So, you know, they get their name on the TV, people sort of go, oh, that's a website address on their TV, I'll go and check it out.
And right on the vinegar stroke as well, just as Greta was about to announce the winner.
That's right, which is when most people would be watching. So, yeah, it's been an interesting series. It's been probably one of the most controversial yet, with the up late causing a bit of furore in Parliament. And in actual fact, Channel 10's been ordered to please explain the explicit nudity, crude language and lewd behaviour on the Uncut series this year. It's taken a while, but finally the Australian Communications and Media Authority has come to the station and said Channel 10 needs to explain why it was actually broadcasting such material at 9:30 at night. I mean, it's come too late, of course, because the show is no longer on air.
Yeah.
But it will set a precedent, no doubt, as to what happens with Uncut next year if Big Brother does return to our screens, as to what they actually do show. Whether they just, you know, I mean, they might, you know, if this comes out badly for Channel 10, they probably won't have an Uncut show next year. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Now, of course, the other thing that's come out of Big Brother is the Up Late Show. Now, the Up Late Show with Mike Goldman actually rated quite well for the network, and they managed to offset a lot of the cheaper advertising with the premium rate SMS and 1900 numbers, where people had the chance to win cash prizes and get an SMS message scrolling along the bottom of the screen. And apparently that worked very, very well for the network. So they've grabbed Big Brother housemate Hot Dogs, I believe it's Dan Stinton's favourite housemate, and they've put him in the hosting chair to do a new Up Late show called the Up Late Game Show, which is a very original title.
Oh, great name, yes.
Oh, fantastic name.
This is the man who endeared himself to the nation, calling Vesna a whorebag, and washed the dishes without any pants on during a drunken rampage.
That's right, and also grabbed Vesna's breast while he called her a whorebag. So, yes, he's an endearing chap. Channel 10 said that they just felt that Hot Dogs had the right ad-libbing skills and confidence to be awarded the gig. It's being produced by Endemol Southern Star, which produces Big Brother, he's actually the only contestant that's actually been landed a TV deal, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. It starts at 12:30 a.m. Monday to Friday on Channel 10 and goes until 2, so it's a 90-minute sort of show.
Yeah.
And obviously it'll be live so that people can interact with it.
If nothing else, it's innovative, isn't it, for television?
It is. It's starting to bring out the interactivity of television into the into the marketplace. Of course, the trouble is that with these live interactive shows, is that people here in the West, we don't get the opportunity to partake in them because they're already over by the time they start screening here in WA. And this has been a constant complaint about the Big Brother Up Late show, is the fact that people in South Australia, Northern Territory and Western Australia, which is a substantial slice of the population, can't actually partake in any of these sort of games that they put on because by the time that they ring through, of course, the show is pretty much over.
So bugger, we'll have to keep our money instead of giving it to Channel 10.
That's right. But you know,
what a shame.
But for some reason, people still seem to watch it, even though they can't partake in it. So we'll seem to see how the Up Late game show goes on Network 10. And just finally, while we're sticking with 10, it's been a bit of a 10-centric segment this morning. Channel 10 is 40 years old.
Oh, really?
And this Sunday, they're doing a big sort of two-hour special called Channel 10's 40th Birthday Celebrations, starting at 8:30 p.m. And this will be hosted by Rove and Bert Newton.
Oh, what a pair.
And they'll be playing all the best bits that have gone to air on the network over the last 40 years. So you can expect sort of scenes from The Box. You can expect Graham Kennedy's Blankety Blanks. Of course, the current shows such as Big Brother and Idol and those sort of things will be featured as well. And I believe there'll be a plethora of Channel 10 personalities who will be introducing their favourite segments. So, if anything, it'll be a great trip down memory lane for TV buffs who want to sort of reminisce about all those old shows again. And that's 8:30 Sunday on Channel 10.
This is nationally 40 years, isn't it? It's not 40 years in Perth.
It's not 40 years in Perth, no. Channel 10 in Perth didn't actually open until, I think it was the 80s.
Yeah, 88 or so, I'd say.
88 that we got Channel 10, and it was when Channel 10's logo was the big X.
Yes, I remember that.
At that stage. But no, Channel 10 was originally known as the O10 network because it screened on both the Channel 0 and Channel 10. It was only in the East Coast, Sydney and Melbourne. So, and it started, 1965 it started.
Right.
In the East Coast. And so they're celebrating the fact that it is, you know, the actual Channel 10, I guess, station in those capital cities is now 40 years old. And, you know, now that it's a network, of course, we get to celebrate as well.
We'll check that out on Sunday. Thanks a lot, Bobby.
No worries, Mr. Barr.
And we'll catch you on Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
Indeed you will. And please, people, please, do give us a call on Friday.
Yes.
Because the radiothon starts on Friday, and it's very important that you subscribe to RTR.
Absolutely. Bobby Fletcher, thank you very much. Queer on Thursday night, 7 o'clock. And more TV news next week on Breakfast. 20 away from 7. 8. Make that 8. 20 away from 8.